Hi guys, welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on a journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you guys so much for joining me on yet another episode. So today, in today's episode, we're talking about your cave season, right? And I'm very excited. God gave me this message to share with you all. You all know how we do it on this podcast, right? We're very Christ-centered. Almost all the messages that I share with you guys are directly from God to share with you all. Some of it are things that I came up with on my own, like I will do like these girl chat sessions and stuff like that. But even when, you know, I come up with those topics on my own, it's always spirit-led, it's always Christ-led, and that is something that I definitely want to be the main priority of this podcast, is to remain Christ-centered. And, you know, so yeah, this message, God definitely dropped this in my spirit to show it to you guys, and I'm very excited to share it. But before I dive in, you know, today's episode is going to be awesome, but it's also a little bit bittersweet because, you know, it's the last episode for this season, right? We are going to be closing off this season 3 of the Godly Woman Podcast, and we will be resuming for season 4 in hopefully January 2024. It has been such a journey with you all so far. I definitely love doing this. I know that this is my calling, to share the gospel with as many people as I possibly can. I know that this is something that God wanted me to do in 2020 during COVID, during the pandemic. God would have told me to start a podcast and call it The Godly Woman. He gave me the name, everything. And since then, he has been downloading in my spirit different things to share with you guys, so that we could all be the woman that God created us to be, that we could be truly vessels of honor and carrying his light and being light and salt in this world. So I am definitely blessed. This podcast has been played thousands of times. I have hundreds of listeners from all around the world. Over 50 different countries listen to this podcast, from Philippines to Nigeria to America to the UK. And I have received so much messages from you all, and comments and feedback on how this podcast has been a blessing to you guys. And I just want to say thank you for all the likes, all the share, all the everything. And I just hope that I could continue being a blessing to you all. And there are some changes that I want to happen in the podcast. Like, I want to do Bible studies more often. You all know I just did the Unknown Bible Study. You all can check it out in the Godly Woman Community Facebook group. I just did that like a month ago, and I know it was a blessing to you all. But I want to do Bible studies more often. When I say more often, I mean like once a week. I just really love diving into the Word of God. And it's such a blessing doing that with women and doing that with, like, my sisters. So that's something that you all could look forward to, definitely praying about that in terms of which platform to use and the style and all of that. I'm also thinking about having a visual aspect of the podcast. So I'm telling you guys these things so you all could keep this podcast in prayer and keep me in prayer. So guys, without further ado, let's just jump right into today's episode, right? So the premise of this was basically thinking about those of you who might be — this episode is for those of you who are in a cave season. What do I mean by a cave season? You know what God has said to you, right? You know the plans that God has for your life, right? The things that God would have told you through prophecy, through dreams, and all of that. You know that God has a big plan for your life, but you're not seeing it. It's kind of like, and that's where David is. That's where, you know, I'm going to be talking about, like, 1 Samuel chapter 22, right? David departed — let's read it. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 1. David departed from there and escaped to the cave of Adullam. And when his brothers and his father's house heard it, they went down there to him. Now, think about the fact that David — it was prophesied that David, he would be king, right? But it would be years before that prophecy actually came to pass. And so many of us, we would have received the prophecy And we want it to happen instantly. We want it to happen now, right? We find it so hard to wait on God. We find it so hard to be in our waiting season. And that is where David is. He was prophesied that he's going to be king. But guess what? He's running from the person who is king right now. He's running from Saul. Saul is after him. Saul constantly wants to kill him, right? And instead of, like, I did an entire series on this. Y'all can check it out. It's called The Waiting Season. I did, like, part 1, 2. And it's, y'all can check that out, right? But some of you out there, God has been, so many words has been spoken over your life, right? You're going to be preaching all over the world. You're going to be ministering to people. You're going to be healing the sick. You're going to be doing all these things, right? And you know for a fact that it's going to come to pass because God said it in his word. God spoke to you about it in a dream, in a vision, or whatever it may be. But you find yourself in a season where it's like, you can't even picture yourself doing that. It seems like it's impossible for you to do that. It seems like it's just far-fetched. Like, how am I going to do that? How am I going to be in that place, right? David, it was prophesied he's going to be king, but he's in a cave. He is in a cave. Just think about the fact, like, just picture any cave. And think about how lonely David would have felt being in that cave before, you know, people would have surrounded him. We kind of skip over that part, right? Because this verse is just like, David departed from there and escaped to the cave. And then it jumped to his brothers and sisters coming and people coming and stuff like that. But just focus on the part that he was there escaping for his life in a cave. From the fact that, yes, he's going to be king, but he's in a cave. He's in most likely a dark place with insects and bugs. Without anyone there, before people would have, you know, came and surrounded him, or if there were even anybody there, like, it's a cave, right? There isn't comfort in a cave. There isn't much rest in a cave, right? There is that feeling of, like, what am I doing here, right? Picture yourself in a cave. Picture yourself being in a place where it's not the best place to be. It's not the most comfortable place that you could be in, right? And that's where some of you guys are in. David is like, oh, he's in this dirty place. He's in this place that has insects and bugs and that probably has a smell. And when it rains, it may probably flood. Or, you know, all of these things we're just speculating, right? We don't have any specifics of exactly how the cave was. But come on, isn't going to be like a concrete-covered cave with gold flooring, right? It's a cave. So we can let our imagination run wild there. And yeah, so being in a cave when you know that you are to be king in a palace where people are serving you, where you have the most comfortable bed, where you know, you're in a place of, you're supposed to be in a place of comfort, but yet still you're in this cave. And I just want to encourage you guys, even in your cave season, give God praise. Even in your cave season, know that God, he is working it out for your good. And, you know, sometimes we could mistake the hand of God and see that as a reflection of we're not good enough. Let me explain it better. When the Holy Spirit is doing things in our life, right? When God is at work in our life, we could mistake him working as a reflection of we are not good enough. So, for example, maybe you didn't get that call from that business person, that business venture you were going into, or I don't know, whatever it may be, right? And it's literally God working in your life. Like, sometimes we view closed doors as this horrible thing, as this bad thing, but, like, closed doors sometimes is God getting ready to open new ones. Closed doors is God getting ready to elevate you. Is God getting ready to say, hey, focus on me. Like, is God shifting you into a new direction? Like, don't view closed doors as a curse. View closed doors as God getting ready to shift you to purpose, to fulfilling purpose, right? So maybe you didn't get that opportunity that you were praying for, that you really wanted. And that was actually the Holy Spirit at work. That was actually God at work. But instead of you actually seeing it for what it was and looking at the fact that, yes, the Holy Spirit was at work in the situation and that was God at work, you see it as a reflection of, I'm not good enough, I messed up, or whatever it may be like. I want you guys to shift your perspective. when things don't work out, it isn't always a reflection of you're not good enough. Sometimes it's literally God working it out for your good. And just imagine if David was in this cave and he was just thinking, oh my God, like I'm in a cave, like I'm never going to be king. I'm not good enough to be king. I don't have the qualifications to be king. Like, that was a mistake. Like, why did they prophesy that I was going to be king? Why did God tell me that I was going to be king? I'm literally in a cave right now. Like, you know, there's no coming back from there. But David didn't have that mentality. Yes, sometimes he would have been discouraged, but even though he was in a cave, he still had this, he still had the quality of a leader within him. He still functioned as a leader. He still functioned with who he was called to be. And that's the thing. Just because you are in a cave doesn't mean your identity and who you are is gone, right? Just because you are not the CEO of that company right now that God told you that you would be, doesn't mean that you don't have qualities that it takes to be a CEO, that it takes to be a leader. Like, it is not a reflection of who you are now. Even though he was in a cave, guess what? People still flocked to him and he was still leading. People still flocked to him and he was still a leader. So he was functioning as a king even before he was king, right? And some of us, we wait for opportunities to come our way because the circumstances aren't what we wanted to be, right? We want things to be a certain way before we start functioning in our giftings and in our calling. Like, no. Even in the cave, David was still a leader. He was still functioning as a king, even in the place of being in a cave. So wherever you may be, start functioning in your role, right? And just a quick testimony here. And so it was prophesied to me that I am going to be, you know, sharing the gospel to millions of people around the world. And this, you know, this is just my calling to teach, right? I am a teacher. And numerous times God would have spoken to me and it's like, Monique, you are a teacher, right? This is your calling to teach, and you are going to be doing that all over the world. Now, I could have waited for the perfect moment to teach. I could have waited for the big stage and the lights and cameras and the action, and I could have refused to teach without having that, without having, like, you know, this spotlight moment of being this teacher in, like, conferences all around the world. Like, God is telling me to do this podcast. And I'm like, yes, God, I'm going to be obedient. I'm going to be obedient and I'm going to do what you called me to do. Even though this is a humble beginning, even though I'm recording it on my phone, even though, like, what the song mightn't be 100%, like, I am functioning in my calling, even though the circumstances isn't 100% of who it will be. I am still teaching. People from all around the world, they are listening to me. Thousands of people are listening to me. Thousands of listeners, right, have listened to this podcast. And I am functioning like it's, sometimes we wait for circumstances to be perfect in order to be obedient to God. And as God is like saying, now is the time to go. Now is the time to do that thing. But you keep yourself back without realizing that God is actually training you. God is actually molding you. God is actually, even though you may start with a humble, like, never despise your humble beginnings. Even though it might not be something that's big and grand of how you want it to be, it's a training ground. It's God preparing you for what where he wants you to be. It's like you're planting seeds and the harvest is going to come, right? Some of us, we don't want to go in the sun and toil and labor. We don't want to plant the seeds. We want to reap, right? But even the little things that you do, it's you planting the seeds and you're going to have the harvest later on. So stop waiting for moments to be perfect. Stop waiting for situations to be perfect and go out and take that leap of faith and do what God has called you to do. So David is in the cave, and it says in verse 2, and everyone who was in distress, and everyone who was in debt, and everyone who was bitter in soul gathered to him, and he became commander over them. And there were with him about 400 men. Just think about that. He's in a cave, you know, and he is leading 400 men. He could have had the mindset of like, you guys go home, nothing to see here. But he was leading these people. He was leading these people. He was directing these people. And that was God showing him that, listen, even in the cave, you can still lead. Even in the cave, even though the situations and the circumstances may not be 100% of what you want it to be, but I have built it and I've placed within you these gifts that I want for you to operate in, even in the lowest moments, right? I want you to still operate in your giftings. I want you to still lead people. I want you to still carry people out of their darkness. And sometimes we fail to even see this moment as training ground for David, right? The fact that God was using these very humbling moments of him being in a cave as a way of training him to actually be king, training him how to lead, training him how to make decisions, preparing him and actually molding him and placing the qualities and developing the qualities within him that it would take for him to be king. And it's the same thing for you guys. Like, I want you to know that God is at work in your life. Even when you don't see it, even when you don't feel it, know that he is at work. When you are in alignment with God, when you are following his will, when you are doing what he has told you to do, know that he is going to work it all out. The word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are going to be added unto you. Everything is going to be added unto you as long as you seek the kingdom of God. Seek after him first, right? So many of you get discouraged because you are praying for things and you're not seeing the results. You're praying for things and it's almost like you feel as if God isn't answering your prayer. But just know that he may not answer it the way that you want it to be answered, but he is going to answer it nonetheless, right? And also, practice having an attitude of gratitude. It's so easy to see things that are going wrong in your life that you lose sight of the things that are actually going right, that you lose sight of the things that God is actually doing, and you forget to tell him thanks. You forget to tell him thanks for the very simplest thing of waking up and having a family and having a roof over your head and being able to help others. Like, practice having an attitude of gratitude, even in your cave season, even when it seems like, you know, the prophecy that was sold to you, it's like, how is that even going to come to pass? Like, how am I going to get there when I'm right here? I'm in a cave right now. Like, I'm supposed to be king. It was said that I'm supposed to be king, but I'm in a cave. Like, how am I ever going to be king? And I'm in a cave right now. That just doesn't make any sense. And you try to rationalize it when you fail to realize that God is going to use your cave moments to equip you to function when you actually become king and you are in that palace. God is going to use every single thing for your good. Like, and there's a scripture I was talking about where when letting the Lord build your house, right? If you all haven't listened to that episode, I highly recommend you all check that out. Let the Lord build your house. When nothing is wasted when you let God build your house, right? It says that, let me go to that scripture actually. So it's actually Psalms 127, 1-2, and it says, unless the Lord builds a house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards a city, the watchman keeps awake in vain. And it's like, you know, when you let the Lord build your house, you're not going to labor in vain, right? So nothing is going to be wasted as long as you are a child of God, as long as you are doing what God told you to do. It's not going to be wasted. No tear, no negative experience that you may have. Like, it's all going to be for the honor and the glory of God. So that moment when David was in the cave, that moment wasn't wasted. We can read about it now and be blessed. We can read about it now and see that, wow, David was a leader. Even in that cave, he was a leader. He wasn't a leader when he became king. He wasn't just king when he became king. He was king all along. It's almost as if like it was just a title placed upon him, but he was already functioning as a king. And that's what I want you guys to know. That yes, you may not be that so-called title that society places on you, but you are who God called you to be. So let's say, for example, I don't know, maybe you are supposed to be a doctor, let's say for example, right? And you went to school to train to be a doctor or whatever it is, and you're not a doctor right now. Maybe you're waiting to be called or whatever, but you are a doctor. You can save lives. Like, even though you don't have the title of a doctor because you are not employed as a doctor in a hospital, you are a doctor. Because if push comes to shove and someone is choking on a plane, you know exactly what you should do. You are a doctor. So I need for you to realize that even in your cave season, when you feel as if you are not where you are supposed to be according to what was prophesied to you, according to what God has told you to do, you're looking at it from the point of view as like society. Like, you are who God says that you are, regardless of the titles, regardless of whatever it may be. Like, you are who God says that you are, right? You may not be in the place that you want to be. You may not have that official title, but once God says it, it is true. So I really hope that this episode has been a blessing to you guys. I know it has definitely been a blessing to me. Sometimes we feel as if like we're waiting on something and it seems as if it's just taking forever. It seems as if, you know, we aren't where we should be. But just know that God is working behind the scene. Just know that just because it didn't work out how you wanted it to work out, it's not a reflection of you. Sometimes it's literally the Holy Spirit and God doing a work, and you are just blaming yourself because it didn't work out, right? You're blaming yourself and you're saying, like, all these negative things you're saying and you're blaming yourself, but it's literally God at work blocking that opportunity from your way, because it's not an opportunity. It's like God literally sees what we cannot see. So what you view as an opportunity can literally be a curse. What you view as a blessing could be a curse. So it's not a reflection of you. It's literally God's protection. That no that you got is not a reflection of you. It is God's protection. So I want you guys to operate from that mindset. When things don't go your way, stop seeing things from like this victim mentality. Stop having a victim mentality and have a victor mentality. It's not happening to you, it is happening for you. When you start walking and operating in that place, that is where your faith is going to grow, because you're not easily shifted, you're not easily shaken by things that are happening surrounding you. Your faith is so strong in the Lord that even when you receive a no from something that you really wanted, you see it as God's protection. You see it as the Holy Spirit at work. You see it as God working it out for your good. And not that you're not good enough, not that you're not capable. You don't blame yourself. You literally thank God and you praise God, because you know that all things work together for good for those who love God and for those who are called according to His purpose. You know that nothing in this world matters more than you fulfilling your purpose, more than you, like, you know, like, it doesn't matter. And as long as you could come to that mindset of, listen, being obedient to God and living my life pleasing unto God is more important than any fame, is more important than any title, than money, than it's at the end of it, our lives, we just want to live our lives to please God. Like, that should be our mandate for being on this earth. We just want to live our lives to please the Lord. Whatever that may look like. Even if we have to end up in a cave temporarily, right? Even if we have to be in that cave season, we're going to live our lives to please God. We're not going to give up. And the thing that I admire about David is that David knew that he was going to be king. It was prophesied, but he didn't force it to happen. He didn't go and kill Saul. Like, there were numerous opportunities that he could have killed Saul, right? And he did not do it. Because, and that is like so, I don't know, that's a whole entire message by itself, but it's so profound, because sometimes we try to force things to happen. We try to force our way into the blessings of God. We try to force our way into making things happen. Like, if God says it's going to happen, it will happen. You don't need to beg. You don't need to strive. You don't need to frustrate yourself. You don't need to stress. You need to just be in alignment with God and His will for your life. And I just really admire that about David, that he didn't tell people to kill Saul. Like, people were even asking him, like, let's kill him. Like, people were literally begging David for them to kill Saul. And even when Saul died, David was grieved, right? He was grieved. And that's just to show the pureness of his heart, where, yes, he knew he was going to be king, but he didn't, like, want to force his way into being king. And that's the problem. Some of us, we want to force our way into making things happen. Yes, God said they're going to be that, but it doesn't mean that you have to, like, blackmail people. And people do all sorts of things to get ahead, and they're not even really getting ahead. They see it as getting ahead, but really they're just pulling themselves down, right? People do so much crazy things to climb that corporate ladder. They lie, they cheat, they gossip, they blackmail people, they do all sorts of things, and then they're miserable. And unfortunately, some of them even commit suicide, because that's not the answer. The answer is fulfilling purpose. The answer is living to please God. The answer is having Jesus Christ in your life. Money is not the answer. Fame is not the answer. Celebrity status is not the answer. Being the boss and the CEO and having people just, like, being scared of you, like, that is not the answer. You literally, like, there are people who are at the very top of their game career-wise and whatever area, and they are miserable. They wake up every day dreading waking out of bed. You know why? Because they thought that that thing was the answer. Life outside of Christ is misery. Life outside of Christ is you literally drifting with the wind. It's purposeless. And that's just what I want to leave you guys with for this season. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. Make sure that your life is in alignment with Christ. Make sure that Jesus Christ is at the center of your life. Because at the end of it, I love the scripture. I'm going to turn to it now. So it's Matthew chapter 6, 19 to 21. And it's such a really profound scripture. It says, Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is such a powerful scripture, and it's such a timely reminder. We are so focused sometimes on achieving these things in the world that say that, oh yeah, that's a measure of success. And we forget that the ultimate measure of success is a life sold out to Jesus Christ. Is a life surrendered to God. I'm not saying don't go and get an education. Don't try to, you know, achieve any sort of success. I'm saying that we make these things our idol a lot of times. We see these things as, like, the ultimate pinnacle of success. And we see it so much so that we try to get in the way of people. We try to block the blessings of people, so-called, right? We try to, like, I don't know. It's just so weird to me that, anyway, but at the end of it all, our treasure is in heaven. Treasures in heaven. That's what we should aim for, not building up our treasures in this world. At the end of it, all of us gonna die, you know. I see people fighting up for things, like fighting for, and it's literally gross to me. I literally want to puke when I see people fighting for positions and fighting for titles and fighting for land and fighting for house. That is very disgusting to me. Very. Because at the end of it all, none of those things matter. When you look at the grand scope of things, when you look at, like, it doesn't matter. You're literally going to die. You cannot take any of those things when you die. And I know that's probably an extreme way of looking at it, but honestly, that is just a fact. That is just a reality that everyone should come to terms with, because that happens in such a very unexpected, crazy way. Like, you could be alive now and next second you could literally die. Like, it's insane how some people die sometimes. And anyway, so guys, I just want you all to have a heaven mindset. Don't chase after the things of this world. I'm not saying not to be an ambitious person and have your goals and dreams and thing, but make sure that you know at the back of your head somewhere there that this isn't it. Like, yeah, you're gonna achieve these things, and it's important, you know, to fulfill your purpose. Being in a job, you can fulfill your purpose in a job, but don't look at it as like the end all and be all. Like, maintain your relationship with God, read your Bible, pray, seek after Him, but don't hold on to the things of this world. It will literally destroy you. And heaven is home. Heaven is really home. And stop looking at when things don't go your way as it's your fault. Know that God is at work. Even when you hear people say no, even when doors close in your face, like, God is at work. God is still at work. And that's why I love being a Christian, because when things go bad for people in the world, they curse and they try to blame other people. But when things don't go wrong for a believer, they're like, wow, God is at work in my life, you know? And that's not to say that, you know, you don't have to be accountable, or sometimes it's not your fault, but it's just to say that once you are a believer in Jesus Christ, like, the enemy is going to try to attack you, but it's never going to work, because even if he kill you, listen, they're gonna kill the body, but they can't kill the soul. That's just my encouragement for you guys. I probably sound a little tired in this episode. I kind of am, actually. Definitely need a little break. I'm going to refuel myself, get back deep into the word. Not to say that I wasn't in the word all the time, but when I go on these breaks, like, I have more time to really spend. Like, I love doing these, what do you call it? This Bible in a year with the Bible recap. Yeah. I spoke about it already when I talked about how to spend time with God or how to read the Bible or something like that. One of those episodes. So that's what I'm gonna do. I finished, where did I reach? Boy, I think I reached Jeremiah. So I'm on Jeremiah and I'm gonna finish the rest of the Bible. I love reading the entire Bible. It's amazing. I don't even have the words to describe how awesome it was to read the entire Bible for the first time in like 2020. I know I'm gonna read it, the entire Bible again, cover to cover. Yeah. So pray for me. Wish me luck. I'm gonna be doing that, and I'm gonna be fueling myself. You all know that I wrote a book for you guys. It's a daily devotional. So I'm going to be working on that. I have to do some editing and meet with a publisher and stuff. So I'm going to be working on that. And some new ideas that I'm thinking about doing for season 4 of this podcast. So, yeah, today is actually another hot day. It's so hot again today. Like, oh my God. It is August the 24th. I'm recording this on a Tuesday, and it's very, very hot. But anywho, I love you guys, and I'll see you guys in season 4 of the podcast. Bye.